Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time it is, and you know danger, danger. Get on the floor, the right here. From the minute I get them, taking their shirt off, throwing their tattoos, screaming and howling it all. Got the gift to come up with it, put it together, deliver, make them feel it. I've been on shine, pull me out the pencil sharp. Bang! Like that suit in the principal office. Put rappers and coffins and dive like dolphins. On the down at the lyrical mall, but you don't come strong. Oh, so watch yourself. Come down and get beside yourself. I know.
Go ahead, though.
Bounce and shake that. Drop that. Stay in line. Cocaine, cocaine. And bend over and bust down. Oh,
it's been so long.
Get up.
It's been
on. Come on.
Woo.
Get on the floor.
Me.
Right
when
here.
I want to see
Dang
you. It's been so long.
Dang it.
It's been on.
Dang it.
So please show me what? What it is that you want to see.
My down third line around the corner. Talking tall. Nothing on it. You looking good, mama. Vibes was up, homie. Limousine in the club on them. Yup, shoot, get late, ain't no getting it. Cause it's filling up. Inside pack from the floor to the ceiling up. The building ain't big enough. I'm backstage bouncing, adrenaline filling up.
Welcome to the Black Israel Talk Radio. This your boy, Black Israel, coming at you live. The most corruptest city in the world, Washington, D.C. I want to thank everybody for listening in. I'm your host, Black Israel. I got my co-host on the line. Introduce yourself to them, bro.
Shalom, Israel. This is Brother Madachafa.
Yeah, see, a lot of times I tell him to introduce himself because I don't want to tear the brother name up. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, I asked him to go ahead and introduce himself. But anyway, we got a good show tonight. The name of the show is on. His name of the show is going to be What Color Were God and Christ, the Prophet of the Lord, According to the Holy Bible. So we're going to talk about the color because a lot of our people thinking, still thinking that Christ is a white man. They still think the prophets are white. You know what I'm saying? The churches are still not teaching you all the truth out here. You know what I'm saying? I had a brother and a sister today. You know what I'm saying? He was so-called Negro woman and sister today. They still think color doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So I did a show about this before, but I'm going to get in more details. Are breaking down the scripture, you know what I'm saying? Because this is very for people say that color does matter. Because color doesn't matter, they wouldn't put it, the Most High wouldn't have put it in the Bible. Color does matter. You know what I'm saying? Because color doesn't matter, why would the so-called white man turn around and make Christ a white boy when the Bible said Christ was a black man? You know, clearly in the Bible they say Christ is black. You know what I'm saying? Even they did a show on Good Times, when Mike on Good Times, there's people who know about Good Times, you know what I'm saying? When Mike had an episode where Michael was pointing at the black Christ and went into the book to prove that Christ was black, and the mother still said, this is the only Christ you knew. Again, thanks to everybody for listening to the show. I want to thank Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Columbia, Ohio, Connecticut, Maryland, D.C., South Carolina, Louisiana. I want to thank all my brothers and sisters from worldwide, you know what I'm saying, for listening in, you know what I'm saying? If you want to catch me, listen to the show, the ones who might can't go online, you can listen to my show on Facebook at Israel Black 37 and listen to the show as well. Just hit the button and you can catch it then. You catch it on Blog Talk Radio, on Black Israel 96. Try to follow me on Blog Talk Radio as well, you know what I'm saying? And also, if you got anything you want to send an email, you can send it at BlackIsrael96 at yahoo.com. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get this show going. Okay, now, first of all, the first question we're going to go to tonight, we're going to go to Genesis. And the reason why I want to go to Genesis for a minute, because I had this so-called Negro Muslim. I don't understand how Negroes can become Muslims, man, when Muslims and Arabs had a part of the slave trade like an African, the so-called white man. You know what I'm saying? So what we're going to do, we're going to go to Genesis, because the so-called Negro, so-called Arab, so-called Muslim, he want to say that Abraham was a Arab, and that's a damn lie. Okay, that's a lie. Abram, which is changed to Abraham, Abraham was a Hebrew, and we're going to prove that. And we understand that Hebrews are black. Jews are black. We're going to prove that tonight. All right, brother, give me Genesis 14 and 13 when you get a chance. Okay, the problem is, a lot of us been miseducated on the scriptures. A lot of us wasn't taught when we were young the scriptures. A lot of our grandparents and parents, they didn't understand the prophecy and the breakdown of the scriptures because they learned from the plantation. Pastors learned from the theology college, like I was telling somebody earlier this week. Some pastors go to a theology college and learn from the way the so-called white man learned. Okay? The white man going to teach his history, and he's going to teach the way he want to teach. He's going to go against the book. He's been going against the book since the beginning of time. And he still is going against the book. So when you go to church, so-called church on Sunday, which you should get out the religion church. Get out the church, people. Get out the church. Because the church is not teaching you that color does matter in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? It does matter. You got that for me? You still working on it?
Yes, I do, buddy.
You got it?
I got Genesis.
All right, 14 and 13. Go ahead and read that. And stop at the part. Just go ahead and read it.
All right. Genesis 14 and 13. And there came one that had escaped and told Abraham, right, the Hebrew.
Exactly. Stop right there. There's one that escaped. If you read it at this time, Abraham's family member, Lot was warned, or something was happening with Lot. So one escaped. With Rev Lot's family escaped to let Abraham, which is Abraham, later on, the Hebrew. So I'm making it clear to you, don't let no Muslim nobody tell you that Abraham was an Arab. Because they were quick to tell you that. They were quick to tell you that. He was not an Arab. We just read it that he was a Hebrew. Okay? Get your pen to paper. You ain't got to listen to me and my Hebrews like, bro. You ain't got to listen to us. Get your pen and paper. And I tell you that every week when I come on the show, get your pen and paper, because this is like a study. The church is not going to teach you this, because a lot of people keep saying again and again, I got to stress this again, they're always talking about color doesn't matter. A lot of you go to churches, a lot of time they don't even pull none of these scriptures up. Okay? They don't even pull none of these scriptures up. So the next scripture we're going to go to, let's go to Jeremiah 14. Let's find out what color the Jews are. Okay? Let's find out what color the Jews are, the so-called Negroes. And the Jews are. Let's find out what color the Jews are. We need to find out what color the Jews are. That's important. Because everybody thinks the Jews are white. And the Jews not white. Again, this is Black Israel Talk Radio, coming at you live out of Washington, D.C., the most corrupted city in the world. You know what I'm saying? That's why we say the white man is the devil. We don't say he's the devil because his skin color. You know, we are stupid to hate somebody because of their skin color. We don't hate nobody because of their skin color. Okay, I'm going to put the record straight. You know what I'm saying? We call the white man a devil because the devil means deceiver, because he deceived the people of the Lord. Got you thinking he's white and the Jews are white, and that is not true. And your own pastor, Negro pastor, is not so-called Negro pastor, not even teaching the truth of the color of the Bible. So the Bible, you got to know the characters, you got to know the color, you got to know all that. Because if you don't, you'll be bowing down, your kids will be bowing down praying to a white God. You know, what doesn't exist. A white Christ that doesn't exist. Okay? Give me that scripture, bro. Jeremiah 14 and 2.
Judas mourneth, and the gates therefore languish. They
stop
are
right
black.
Stop right there, bro. It says Judah mourneth, okay? Who's mourning? The Jews, okay? The Jews. The brothers who are in the truth, like myself, I'm a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Judah. I'm mourning, because you can't say everybody mourning. You got Chinese people, Africans, you got everybody mourning. But when this particular passage is talking about the brothers who in the truth, who know their nationality, We are mourning because we know how we used to be, and we see our brothers and sisters out there being doing things or paying the way that we used to be. Okay? Okay, so Judah mourning the gates. The gates represent leadership. Okay, we have no strong leadership. We had no leadership in the black community, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, South Central America. We had no leadership for the 12 tribes of Israel. The El Shaddai, the Jesse Jackson sold out. Martin Luther King sold black people out. Yeah, Martin Luther King sold so-called Negroes out to the so-called white man.
That's
I don't
right.
give a damn who don't like it. The truth is the truth. The truth is the truth. Okay? And that's a whole another study. We will get on to it. But a lot of our leaders have betrayed us and sold us out. So we don't, our gates, you know, we do mourn. You know, we don't have any solid gates. Read the rest.
And the gates therefore languish. They are black unto the ground.
Right, exactly. Now, it's right there, it says, they are black to the ground. Read why I say they're black, because the Jews are black. We are different shades of color from a dark. They use the earth as an example. The dirt is right from a dark soil to a light soil. So you got light-skinned brothers and sisters. You got dark-skinned brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? We are like the shade of the earth. You know what I'm saying? We are the original people. Okay, we are the original people. The Hebrews are like. You know what I'm saying? So write this down. Jeremiah 14:2. You know what I'm saying? The Jews are black. Okay? We're going to go to Revelation 3:9. Because this right here, Revelation 3:9, we're going to prove that the people who call themselves Jews are not the Jews. The white man who called the so-called white man Mr. Bobo to call himself a Jew, I'm going to show you in this two scriptures coming up, I'm going to show you that he's not the Jew according to the scripture, according to the Holy Bible, according to the King James 16:11. King James was a black man for some of you ignorant so-called Christians, okay? Quick, you got it, bro?
I got it.
All right, read it.
Behold, I will make them.
No, give them the scripture. Give them the scripture so they can write it down. Give them the scripture. We're going to Revelations, 3:9, right?
Revelations 3:9. Revelations 3:9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews.
Okay, start right there. He said, I will make them a synagogue of Satan to say they are Jews. Now, let's evaluate that for a minute. Now, keep it real, people. Some of you who do understand a little bit, who in the synagogue are praying in the synagogue? Not Negroes. You got them so-called white Jews in the synagogue. They the one in the synagogue praying in the synagogue with the fake old curly, whatever, the little things hanging off of them, like in some big old pimp hats. Like they are sniffling at like they Jews or something. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones who in the synagogue, you know, a Satan. You know what I'm saying? They are the Satan, again, the word devil and Satan mean deceiver. You know what I'm saying? Read the rest.
And are not.
Okay? So read that thing again. They're saying they are not, meaning that the ones instead of calling us in the synagogue, that they're Jews, but they're not. Go ahead.
Revelation 3:9. It says, Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not.
Exactly. So the only person to go around this planet Earth to pray in a synagogue and call themselves Jews is the so-called white man. The ones that y'all think is the real Jews, they are not the real Jews. They are an imposter. They stole the nationality of the so-called Negro, Hispanic, Puerto Rican people from South Central America. They stole the records. The Catholic churches, whether them synagogue Jews from the Caucasus, the mountains, they stole the records and set their stuff up to be the Jews. Them so-called white boys, they're in them synagogue corners of the Jews, they from the mountains, the caves of Russia, man. They are not, they not the real Jews. You know, they came out of caves, man, and they found the records and set their stuff to be the God's chosen people. Okay, that's it on that?
It also says in 3:9, it says, but they do lie.
Exactly, and they do lie. Thank you, brother, for bringing that up. And they do lie. Y'all need to write this down, okay? That's my point. They do lie. They don't want, they lie to say they were Jews and know they wasn't Jews. Thank you for bringing that up, bro. I appreciate that. Go to 2 and 9.
Revelations 2 and 9. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich.
Okay, stop right there. The Most High, the Christ said, he know our poverty. He know our tribulation. Because you know what? Our people are in the hells of the ghettos, man, in America. We're in a project. We're in the hells of ghettos. You know what I'm saying? We get incarcerated. It's more Black, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, South Central America incarcerated 2 million in the U.S. You know what I'm saying? He know that the tribulation is, we can't pay the rent. We can't pay the mortgage. We can't pay the car note. You know what I'm saying? We go to job, get our job, we the first five, the last high. You know what I'm saying? So he know what we're going through, but he said we rich. Why? Because we spiritually rich through the Most High God. Okay, we spiritually rich. You get what I'm saying? Because we have to put our faith in the Lord and Yahawashah. You know what I'm saying? We put our faith in the Lord and Yahawashah. I'm a prime example. Say, my brother, we a prime example. You put your faith in the Lord and Yahawashah, he will bless you. Trust me. He will bless you. We're not going to always be in this hellhole. A lot of y'all don't understand. Y'all in hell right now. Hell is a condition. Okay? The Black man, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, South Central America, we are in hell. That's why we getting killed like here out here. We are in hell. Hell is a condition, man. Go ahead, bro.
Says Revelations 2 and 9, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
There you go. And that's why we call the white man the devil the Bible speaks of. You know, Satan is the devil. You know what I'm saying? A deceiver. You know what I'm saying? Again, it proved my point. The so-called white man in America is not, or the so-called white man who called himself the Jew is not the Jew. He's a freaking imposter. I'm going to tell you people again, this is Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live. We talking about the name of the show tonight is what color were God and Christ and the prophets of the Lord according to the Holy Bible? You know what I'm saying? So now we're gonna go to Revelation. Now we're gonna give you a description of Christ. Okay, now we're gonna give you a description of what Christ is. A lot of people really think Christ is a white man. I don't understand. Read your book. You've been in church, some people may have been in church for 50 years, 40 years, 60 years, and you don't know that Christ is a Black man, but yet you keep telling people that color doesn't matter. Color doesn't matter. Christ didn't have a color. You know what I'm saying? God didn't have a color. Color doesn't matter. It does matter. And they did have a color, a image. You know what I'm saying? It did. They did. You just got to read your Bible, start listening to your damn pastor. Get out to church. Stop going to church on a Sunday. Get out to church, okay, and get taught right. Okay, hit him with that, bro.
Revelations 1 and 13. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle.
Okay. All right, stop right there. Now, it's describing Christ, right? Because Christ had among the seven candlesticks churches, he had a girdle, a pat, with a belt, a gold belt around the waist. His garments were down to his feet, to his sandals. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 14, Revelations 1 and verse 14. His head and his hairs were like wool.
Stop right there. It says hairs, on top of it, say, and his hairs, Quaker for his beard, was white like wood. Okay, only people on this planet Earth that had woody hair is so-called Negro, Hispanic, Puerto Rican had a woody hair. That's strike one against that white picture of white Christ on your wall at home. That stringy hair, Christ had hair like wood, okay? White like snow, because his hair was like white like snow, grayish, white, okay? So that's strike one against that devil of a picture of Cecil Bourget on your wall. Go ahead, brother.
Also, Revelations 1 and 14, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire.
Okay, now, when they talk about his eyes, sisters and brothers, it's not talking about real fire coming out of his eye. The way he look at his enemy with prosecution, you know what I'm saying? He look at his enemy with a serious, strong, thorough look, okay? Okay? So that's what it represents, that strong, stern look. You know what I'm saying? Like you burning fire. You know, somebody say, that nigga, that dude looking at me, you know, that nigga looking at me like he burning fire through my clothes. That's the type of look Christ gave to his enemy. Okay, go ahead, brother. Finish it up.
Revelations 1 and 15. And his feet, like unto fine brass.
Okay, start right there. It says feet of like a fine brass. What color brass? Brass is like a remnant of brown. Okay, it's like a remnant of brown, like a brass. You ever seen a brass age to a brownish, you know, color? That's what it's describing. But it's going to get to more detail of the color. Go ahead.
As if they burned in a furnace.
It said, as it was burning in the furnace. Now, I'm going to tell you, people, let's evaluate this for a minute. If you put anything in a furnace, and a lot of y'all know what a furnace is. For ones who don't know what a furnace is, like a hot oven with 2,000 degrees. It's like a real hot coal, like a hot oven, you know, with black coal, like they burning coal in a furnace. A furnace is hot. You put anything in a furnace, what color is going to turn? It's going to turn black. Okay, and that's
right.
What color Christ was. Christ was a dark-skinned man. He was not a white man. So that's fight 1, 2, 3, and 4 of the so-called white picture of Christ that you got on your walls at home or you see in your churches. Okay, that picture do you see in your churches of Christ, that is not Christ. That's Cecil Bourget of the Bourget family. You can look it up on the Internet. Okay, you can look at it on the Internet, do your research. That's a real person. He's been painted in the 1700s. You know what I'm saying? He is not the real Christ. That's something they set up to make people bow down for the new Christ, because the Renaissance, when they start repainting history, okay? You got to learn your history, people. Where we at, bro? Where we going at that? Okay, now, y'all definitely, I'm telling y'all, write this, please write this down. We about to get a scripture of the Most High God.
That's right.
It's in the Bible. For y'all, you so-called Negroes in them churches talking about, it's not, you know, they don't describe Christ as a black, they don't describe God as black. We about to show you right here. Write this down, please. We're going to Daniel 7 and 9. Get that, bro. This is going to the description of the Most High. And I want you to read it all the way through. I mean, you know, read it, you know, read it, and I'll let you know where to stop at. But, yeah, take it there. You know what I'm saying? That people need to know. You know what I'm saying? The Christ is a black man. The Most High is a creator of energy, and he was black.
Daniel 7 and 9. I beheld till the thorns were cast down. And the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow.
Stop right there. They say the angel who did sit, his garment was like white as snow. Go ahead. Finish it up.
And the hair of his head like the pure wool.
Stop right there. He say his hair of his head like, it's almost like describing Christ. Am I right? They're describing the Heavenly Father like they're describing the Son. You know what I'm
saying?
That's
right.
Christ is the Son of God according to the Spirit. You know what I'm saying? So they just like the vision is like almost describing Christ. But wait till, as you know, when we go further into, when he goes further into the scripture, you're going to know it's talking about the Most High. Go ahead, brother.
Daniel 7 and 9. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire.
Go ahead.
That's Daniel 7 and 9.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, go to the next verse then. Just another verse, go with it.
Verse 10. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him.
Okay, now they're talking about the stream is fire, because we also know that the Most High God is of energy. He of energy and spirit. You know what I'm saying? So he is talking about how that wheel of fire and energy. It already described his head being like wood. You know, it's already described that. Now he's gonna get into more details of the energy and the power of our the Almighty God. Go ahead.
7 and 9, Daniel. And 10,000, no, Shalom, my bad. 7 and 9. And the hair of his head, like the pure wool, his throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire.
Finish it up.
That's 9. This is 10. And a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened.
Okay, start right there. That's the Most High God is talking about. Okay, 10,000 worshiped him, and judgment was set, and the books was opened. That's the Most High God. Okay, that's the vision that the prophet Daniel sees. That's the that is the vision, the Most High God. So God was, they describe God, was head like wood. You know what I'm saying? He's not no white person or white God, as people try to say, Christ is white. No, it's not. God is a black man, and so is Christ, his son. Okay? All right, brother, stay with me now, brother. Then we're going to go to Songs of Solomon. Get Songs of Solomon 1 and 5. Hold on for a second. Now we're going to Songs of Solomon because a lot of people think King Solomon was a white man, and he wasn't a white man. That's why I got to bring this out tonight. That's why I got to bring these scriptures out tonight, because show our people, man, that all the prophets in the Bible was black. Okay, our kings were black. Christ was black. You know, the white man tricked y'all. Boo wisdom, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Trick y'all. Make y'all think that everything was white and right. And that's a lie. White is not right. Okay? Go ahead, bro. Give me Songs of Solomon.
Songs of Solomon, 1 and 5. I am black, but comely.
Say that again.
I am black. He says, I am black, but comely.
Okay, that's Solomon talking to the women. That's Solomon talking to the women of Jerusalem. Comely means handsome. That's what it means. Look it up. You know, he said, I am black, but comely. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and read the rest.
O ye daughters of Israel.
All right, stop right there. Okay, so we understand now that Solomon was a black man. Okay, we understand Solomon is black. Okay? All right, let's go to, give me Job 30 and 30, because our time is short. Give me Job 30 and 30 right quick. Quick, give it to me quick. We're going to Job 30 and 30. Read it, just read it out. Go to Job 30 and 30, just to show you that Job was a black man as well.
All right, let me get Job 30 and 30.
Right.
Give me 1 second, brother.
Okay, I give it to him. Job 30:30 said, my skin is black like an oven. Okay, that's Job speaking, saying his skin is black. Let you know the prophets are black. Now I'm going to give you Lamentation. Write it down, Lamentation 5 and 10. Lamentation said, my skin is black like an oven. Okay? So they both tell you they are black. Okay? Again, read Job 30:30. You said, skin black upon me. And Lamentation 5 and 10 said, my skin is black like an oven. And letting you know all the prophets are black. I want to say our time is short. I want to thank everybody for listening to Black Israel Talk Radio. I hope you wrote these scriptures down to get some understanding, that all understand that the prophets and Christ and the Most High are people of color. Okay? Don't let no pastor, let nobody tell you that Christ is white, the Jews are white. That's a lie. Again, this is Black Israel Talk Radio. I want to thank everybody for listening to my show tonight. You know what I'm about to do? I'm about to drop this microphone. I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I'm gone.
know what time it is. You know. Danger! Danger! Get on the floor! Sit right here! Dang it!
Been so long.
Dang it!
He's been on. So
get on the floor!
Sit
right here!
Who's
telling DJ to put my foot on? I'm keeping the business up from the minute I get him. Taking this shirt off, doing this tattoo, screaming and howling it off.